Praise 100.9, 92.7. It's time to go in the trenches. President's Day edition with Wes Bryan. What's up, Wes?
Melody, they should change the name to In the Paint because all it seems to be these days is straight basketball. And, hey, we had the NBA All-Star game last night. Former Duke product Kyrie Irving had 31 points and 14 assists, was voted All-Star MVP. Carmelo Anthony joined in with a record 8 three-pointers, had 30 points. And the Eastern Conference took home the 163-155 victory. They snapped a three-game losing streak against the Western Conference in what was the highest-scoring All-Star game ever. Kevin Durant, Blake Griffin both had 38 points, four shots of Wilt Chamberlain's All-Star game record to let you know how the scoring was going. But the East scored the final 10 points of the night to put out a game. It trailed by 18 points. Had some North Carolina flavor in the game as former Wake Forest point guard Chris Paul had 11 points and 13 assists. Queen City's own Stephen Curry had 12 points and 11 assists, struggling a little bit from three, but he came out and performed as well. And Raleigh native John Wall had 12 points and 4 assists as well. The 318 combined points broke the record of 303 set in 1987. So they were scoring all over the place. All-Star Saturday night team, Boston won the Shooting Stars competition. Portland's Damian Lillard and Utah's Trey Burke won the Skills Challenge. San Antonio's Marco Bellinelli won the three-point challenge, which Stephen Curry was a part of, but didn't quite perform the expectations. And the Eastern Conference won the team slam dunk competition, and the aforementioned John Wall took home dunker of the night with a show-stopping dunk to end the competition. And now the Bobcats will be looking to the second half of the season and try to get into the playoffs. If they're still right now or in the mix, if the playoffs started today, the Bobcats would indeed be in the mix to get in there. They got two games this week with the Detroit Pistons, a home and an away matchup. Then they will be at home as well for a game against Anthony Davis and the New Orleans Pelicans before they finish off the three-game homestand at home versus the Grizzlies as they hope to make that playoff push and stay in the hunt. And closing things out, Melody, college basketball this week got a few big games. You got the Duke North Carolina reschedule on Thursday, you know, from the snow day. They couldn't play a week ago. And the Syracuse Duke rematch on Saturday. So a couple of big college basketball games. And NASCAR rookie Austin Dillon bringing back that iconic three car driven by Dale Earnhardt Sr. will be on pole for Saturday's Daytona 500. So a lot of information there, a lot of basketball. And this has been another edition of In the Trenches with Wes Bryant. You can catch me on Twitter at Wes Bryant Live where we get all the way live.
And every Monday right here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7.